Aloha, my name is Andrea, and I'm the host for State of Aloha, a podcast that dives deep into Hawaiian history and culture through expert interviews and personal anecdotes to explore Hawaii beyond what is shown in mainstream media. If you are Hawaiian, love Hawaii, or just enjoy learning about history and culture, join me on this adventure of discovery by subscribing on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This week's episode is special not only because it's the last episode celebrating Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, but because the person I spoke to for this episode is my grandmother, Patty Kakihara. As I continue to talk to folks from the Hawaiian community, I realize that their personal mo'olelo, or history, is just as important, if not more important, than the capital H history of Hawaii. So I wanted to share a little bit of my personal mo'olelo with all of you.
No, I'm just really glad now the Hawaiian people are becoming something to recognize and someone to be reckoned with. I mean, a people to be reckoned with. You know, we have a voice now, and we didn't back in the 40s and the 50s. So yeah, so that's the reason why we just didn't go by our Hawaiian names. You know, I don't even think anybody ever called me my Hawaiian name in my whole growing up years.
In this episode, I speak to Patty Pilialoha Kakihara about growing up with her Hawaiian name, naming her mo'opuna, or grandkids, and also naming her adult children. Make sure you stay until the end of the episode to hear about my Hawaiian name. Patty Pilialoha, or as I like to call her, Gram or Grammy, grew up on the island of Oahu.
My father was a pure Chinese man, but he was raised amongst Hawaiian people all his life. And this is really embarrassing, but my dad did not know any Chinese. So therefore, I did not know any Chinese. I didn't even know what my name Lum meant until I looked it up as a teenager. You know, I looked it up myself. But my dad spoke more Hawaiian than he did Chinese. So I guess that's why he ended up marrying a part Hawaiian woman, twice actually. So whatever Hawaiian I have comes from my mother's side of the family. And my mother's side of the family was quite Hawaiian. And unfortunately, she didn't raise me because my parents divorced when I was just a young child, a toddler, I guess. And I lived with my dad and my stepmom. So not as much of the Hawaiian culture as I would have had, I'm sure, if I had lived with my mother's side of the family. And although my stepmother was also part Hawaiian, not as much culture as my real mother's family. In a way, I feel like I missed out, you know, but I tried to make up for it as I became older, tried to bring it into my children and my grandchildren.
Pilialoha, or as I'll refer to her in this episode, Gram, mentioned to me that Grandpa Lum, her father, grew up amongst Hawaiians and even knew some Hawaiian words and phrases. However, he did not speak Olelo Hawaii, and the only language spoken in their household was English.
It's so sad. I mean, I just grew up totally American. You know, like people ask me, what did you eat? What did you eat when you grew up? Did you have poi every day and blah, blah, blah? And we had poi, if we were lucky, we had poi once every 2 weeks or something, if even that. You know, we had meatloaf and spaghetti and, you know, stuff like that.
As she mentioned before, her biological mother's family was more of the Hawaiian side, but her mama, what she likes to call her biological mother, gave Gram her Hawaiian name, Pilialoha. Okay, so your mom gave it to you. And this isn't Grandma Lum, right? This is your mom, your blood mom.
Yeah, my mom, yeah. They're my real mom, yeah. But actually, you know, I always called my real mom mama, but I called my stepmom mom because she raised me. But my mama gave me the name when I was born, I guess. She gave all of us Hawaiian middle names. I really didn't know much about it until I became an adult, because nobody called me that. I finally found out it meant close love. And since then, I've looked it up, and it has some nice meanings. Something like beloved relative or compassionate friend. And, you know, I like to think that it describes me, and I like to think that my mom chose a good name for me. It doesn't always happen, but I'd like to think that Pilialoha fits me. I'm not sure what everybody else's middle name was, but I thought, well, I had one sister named Lehua and one sister named, well, her name was Paliuli. And we'd always laugh about it because she said she doesn't know why mom gave her that name, because it's not a real pretty name like Pilialoha.
Wait, what does poliuli mean?
You know what? I wasn't sure what it meant because to me, a poly is like a cliff, but I looked it up and it said something about it was supposed to be place of happiness and joy or something like that. And you know, it kind of is like a an anomaly because my sister, I know it doesn't sound too good, but I don't think she always had happiness and joy in her life. And she got lung cancer and she passed away in her mid-50s. So sometimes when you give them a name when they're born, you don't know if the name is really going to fit them as they grow older or if it really fits into their life. And I think that's an example of how the name didn't quite fit the person. And but you know, when you give your child is born, you always want to give them something that you think is happy and a you know a positive kind of name. So I can see how that would happen, and I can see how sometimes it doesn't quite work out. But I think my sister had a lot of happiness and joy in her life, so I like to think that that's the part of her that Paliuli fit.
It's funny because you mentioned earlier that, your Hawaiian name, Pili Aloha, and you and your siblings on your mama's side all had Hawaiian middle names, but I never knew, your other siblings to have Hawaiian names. I don't even know, do they?
Actually, they do. They do. Auntie Lynn's name is Le Mamo. Le Mamo. A mamo le. A mamo is like a bird. You know how they used to have those feather cloaks for the royalty? The mamo bird provided the feathers for those. So le, you know, a feather le. That would be what my sister's name. We used to tease her because her first name is Linda May. So we used to say, oh, you have a LMLML name. Linda May. She hated that name. So she does have a Hawaiian name, and Auntie Egg also has a Hawaiian name, Nalani, the heavens. Yeah. So, yeah. But like I said, we never call each other by those names, you know. So a lot of times you don't even know we have them, you know.
None of you guys went by your Hawaiian names. Was that like because no one in your family like just called you that or?
You know what? Most of us, our Hawaiian name was our middle name. And so I have to say, when I was growing up, there had not been the resurgence or what they call the Hawaiian Renaissance.
Graham is referring to the Second Renaissance, which occurred in the 1970s in Hawaii, not to the First Hawaiian Renaissance, which occurred during the reign of King Kalakaua during the 1880s.
Where Hawaiian became more popular, you know, the thing to be, people started to be more proud of their Hawaiian-ness, and hula became a real big thing, Hawaiian music. But when I was growing up, it was more like, you better speak good English. You know, you're trying to be more like American or something. So it really wasn't that big a deal. I mean, you would probably laugh if somebody called you Pili Aloha or something like that, you know, or Paliuli or whatever. So we were just American, you know, and it's really sad that that was how it was, but that was how it was. You know, it is what it is. Luckily, things started getting better as I grew older. By the time I graduated from college and went to the University of Hawaii and moved to the mainland, being Hawaiian started to be a more special thing. Growing up in the 40s and 50s, it wasn't. All I can say is I missed out on that part of my life. You know, but I think that's why people had Hawaiian names, but they were middle names. There were very few of my family that had Hawaiian names for their first names. You know, eventually later, as being Hawaiian became more popular, some of my relatives started being called by their Hawaiian names.
The usage of Hawaiian names as middle names instead of first names was not only due to the cultural pressures of American colonialism and assimilation, but also because of the 1860 Act to Regulate Names in Hawaii. The law stated that Hawaiians were to take their father's given name as a surname, and all children would be born with a Christian or English given name, and their given Hawaiian names were transferred into middle name. This law was not repealed until 1967. As you heard in last week's episode with Kumu Pomaikaigawi, most Hawaiians move to the U.S. mainland to seek financial advancement and more job opportunities.
They offered me a job, teaching job here for twice what I was making in Hawaii. So naturally, I said, okay, I'm coming. Anyway, I ended up in the mainland. I missed Hawaii a lot. Mostly, I think, because my family was there and I didn't know anything else. We played a lot of Hawaiian music just to remind us of home. But there wasn't much opportunity to get into anything Hawaiian. I met a few people from local people, and they introduced me to different things. And I went to some programs and, hula shows and stuff like that. When I had my children and they got older, I put Antikiala in hula, and I still wasn't, there wasn't that much opportunity back in the early 60s or mid 60s when I was here. So I have to say, gosh, I must have been in my close to my 50s, I think. I ran into a friend of mine who was in this Hawaiian Civic Club. So this was in the mid 90s, I think. Gosh, I was old already. He said, hey, Patty, you like to sing, right? I go, yeah. He goes, they have this Hawaiian choral group from this Hawaiian Civic Club. You ought to come and join us. And I said, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. You know, I was looking for something to do on the side, some extracurricular thing. And then Grandpa liked to sing too. So he and I joined the Hawaiian Civic Club so we could sing in the choral group.
Graham goes on to describe attending her first Hawaiian Civic Club meeting.
The first time I went to a meeting and I saw all these Hawaiian people there and people that looked a lot like me, talked like me, and had a history like me, it just made me feel so good. You know, like, wow, I've been missing out all this time, you know, and look, there are Hawaiian people here. And, you know, we can do stuff together. It was just awesome. And then we joined the choral group and we loved it. And then we found out that they have a convention every year. The choral groups have a competition. It's called Aha Mele Song Contest.
When my grandparents attended their first Hawaiian Civic Club convention, something amazing happened.
Oh, man, I tell you, when I got there to the convention and I saw these Hawaiian people, some of them younger than me, some of them my age, some of them way older than me, get up to the microphone and start talking about the things that they were passionate about and discussing subjects that were of importance to the Hawaiian community. I just got so intrigued. I was so impressed. And then, you know something? I became so proud. So proud to be Hawaiian. And it just like it woke something up in me. You know, it's like, wow, Patty, look at your people. I mean, they're awesome. It just made me so proud. And when I came home, I said, you know what? I really want to be a part of this. I want to contribute to this organization. And so that's how it all started.
Graham and Gramps, as I like to affectionately call my grandfather, got involved with Ainahau o Kaleponi Hawaiian Civic Club in the 90s when I was very young. But eventually, the whole family got involved.
Blessedly, my kids got involved and, you know, they all started dancing hula and playing music. And when we would have our scholarship, our club would have a scholarship aha'aina.
The word aha'aina is translated as feast, banquet, or two feasts. Literally, meal gathering.
Club would have a scholarship aha'aina once a year every summer. And in some aha'ainas, there were like 8 or 9 people from my ohana participating. And, you know, you were one of them. So, and it just made me feel proud. And from that time on, I think being Hawaiian became such a big source of pride and became very, very important to me. My church still comes first, but the Hawaiian club and the Hawaiian community are a real close second. I've been very blessed because God has blessed me with a family that also has embraced my culture, including you and your mom and your sisters. You know, and you guys don't even have the koko. You don't even have the Hawaiian blood, but you still love the culture. And I've been very blessed that way. Anyway, that's enough of that because I'm starting to get sentimental here, you know.
So, yeah. Quick confession, I don't have any Hawaiian blood or koko. I was hanaid in the Hawaiian tradition or informally adopted by my grandparents and their family. This is something that I've always struggled with growing up in the Hawaiian community without having any direct lineage. And so for me, learning more about Hawaiian culture is also a bit of a self-discovery. It's also about being able to connect more deeply with a culture that I was steeped in from childhood. Stay until the end of this episode because I'm going to answer the question, Ovai Koinoa, who is your name? Something that is so important to the Hawaiian people.
So when I had children of my own, I didn't give them Hawaiian names. Well, except for my daughter, but it was not her first name. It was her middle name. See what I'm saying? It hadn't changed yet. And to my regret, I did not even give my sons any Hawaiian names, you know. And I go, now when I look back on it, I go, oh, I so lolo. Why didn't I at least give them a Hawaiian name?
If you recall from episode 2, or if you're just joining us, lolo is a Hawaiian slang word used for dumb. The translation in my new pocket Hawaiian dictionary by Auntie Mary Kavena Pukui and Samuel H. Elbert, the word lolo means paralyzed, numb, or feeble-minded.
Uncle Craig, my oldest, he's a little bit more, how shall I say it? He's a little quieter than your dad. He hasn't gotten into the culture as much as your dad has. Like, he would never get up and do the hula or anything like your dad does. But he is probably the only one of maybe two people in our whole family that does not have a Hawaiian name.
There are three people who are not married in my family who don't have Hawaiian names. My Uncle Craig, my older sister, Myra, and my grandfather.
Okay, and that was my fault because I didn't give him one. And Auntie Keala, her first name is Lynn because Grandpa liked that name. And I gave her the name Keala, which means fragrance or the fragrance. But I found out later that name is Keala is kind of like a prefix name. I don't know what you would call it. I'm not sure what you call it, but I should have given her an ending to the name, like Keala Unapua, the fragrance of a flower. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just the fragrance. Because, you know, here's something funny. I used to have this haole lady.
Haole is the Hawaiian word for white person or foreigner.
Haole lady babysitting for me when I started teaching up here. And she would always tease me because she said, oh, you know, when I change her poopy diaper, I always think of her name and I always say, oh, the fragrance is not too good. So, you know, later on when I got to know more Hawaiian people, I was told that I should have added on something. Anyway, but that's her name. At least she has a Hawaiian name, Keala. And that's, we call her that, even though that's her middle name. See, now we call her Keala. Back in my day, we probably would have just called her Lynn. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, there's your dad. And his name was Eric Keizo Kakihara, named after his grandpa on his dad's side. And he has embraced the Hawaiian culture a lot. And it makes me very proud that he loves it as much as I would like him to. And sometimes even more than I do. I got him into the Hawaiian Civic Club, Lanahau Kaliponi Hawaiian Civic Club. And he got really active. He started doing the hula. And he's very good at it. Very good at it.
Right. Wait, he didn't start being active until he was an adult, right? Like, he wasn't doing this as a teen.
Nope, he wasn't. You're right. Because I didn't raise him that Hawaiian. You know, when I was raising my children, like I said, Hawaiian was not something you made a big deal out of, you know? Yeah, so we're Hawaiian. Yeah, you know, we had Hawaiian food once in a while. We had Hawaiian music. Grandpa loved Hawaiian music. So we did have Hawaiian music. And we took them back to Hawaii every single summer. Every single summer for 3 to 4 weeks because I taught school and I had the summer off. We saved our money and we went home every summer. So they were very exposed to Hawaii. But, you know, I never got them into anything Hawaiian. And Tikiala, she took a hula for a while and she was doing pretty well in it, but not Uncle Craig and not your dad. After I joined the Hawaiian Civic Club, then I got him into it. And that's when he started being more interested in the Hawaiian culture. And by then he was already, in his 30s, you know. So it's only been about 20 years. That he's been kind of into it because he started doing the hula and he and Craig both play the ukulele and they do it very well and they sing Hawaiian songs. I thought, geez, I wish I had given him a Hawaiian name, you know, it would be so fitting right now.
Before I get into how Hawaiian names came about for the rest of my ohana, I want to point out a really awesome resource. On the Kanai Okana YouTube channel, there is a wonderful two-part presentation by Hailama Fardin, hosted by Malia Nobriga Oliveira, that you should definitely check out. I'll make sure to link both parts in our show notes. I also want to point out there are several different naming traditions in Hawaii, depending on your family and your region. For my ohana, it's very specific to our shared experience. One last thing. Congratulations! You're about halfway there. Again, remember to stay until the end of the episode so you can find out what my answer is to the question, Ovai Koinoa. As stated earlier, my Uncle Craig does not have a Hawaiian given name, but he and his wife did end up giving all four of their kids Hawaiian names.
Anyway, he gave the girls, two girls, middle names, and then later on when he had two boys, he gave them Hawaiian first names, which is, I don't know how, why that happened, but anyway, Auntie Keala and Uncle Cam, who live in Hawaii, and you know, they're both kind of into Hawaiian culture a little bit more. They helped Uncle Craig and Auntie Laura with the names for their kids. So the oldest is Brianne. Her name is Kealoha Onalani, and that means beloved of the heavens. Uncle Craig and Auntie Laura and their whole family, they're very, very active in their church. So they were happy to give her that name. And you know what's really nice is I guess you know, but you know, she's really crafty. She's doing a lot of calligraphy type craft work, and she has a site on Etsy, and it's called Beloved of the Heavens. And in her explanation of why she gave her site that name, she talks about the fact that it's her Hawaiian name and that's what it means.
Shameless plug for my cousin's website, Beloved of the Heavens. Go check it out. She's a really awesome artist and does amazing calligraphy. I'm going to go ahead and link it in the show notes as well.
Her sister, 2 years younger than her, is Hope. And Hope's Hawaiian name is Kahealani, which means the call of heaven. And that was, again, given by Auntie Keala and Uncle Cam. The boys have Hawaiian first names. I think Uncle Craig and Auntie Laura chose these names because they were short and they're kind of cool. The first one is Kanoa, which is a kind of popular boy's name, and it kind of means the free, Kanoa. And Kekoa, the younger one, means the brave. So they're the free and the brave, you know, like America, the free and home of the free and the brave.
Up next is my Auntie Keala and Uncle Cam's family.
They have four children as well. And as you know, Uncle Cam loves the ocean. So they decided to give the boys names that are related either to the sea or to nature itself. So their children are Kanalu. Kanalu means the wave, and it fits him. He's had a lot of ups in his life. He's had some good waves, you know. And then his sister is Malia. Malia is the only name that's not related to the sea, but she's named after her grandmother, Mary. Malia means Mary.
During the time of the American missionaries and the formalization of the Hawaiian language, Olelo Hawaii, many names found in the Bible were converted to Hawaiian spellings or Hawaiian names. Malia is the Hawaiian name for Mary.
And that's her paternal grandmother. And then their third child is Makai. Makai means toward the sea. Okay. And then their last child is Hoku. Hoku means star. So it worked out that all five of my grandsons have Hawaiian first names. Kind of cool, huh?
It is pretty cool, but it's about to get cooler.
I have two great grandsons now. And guess what? I got to give them their names. I'm not very good at this because, you know, like I don't really have a whole lot of history of being Hawaiian. But I looked up a lot of things and I asked people questions. And I got some help from some people, and I got help from the Hawaiian dictionary and just things that have meaning for me. So, can I tell you what my great grandson's names are?
I interrupted her to ask who she went to for help.
Well, I gotta tell you, I asked some of people in the Hawaiian club. I don't know if you remember, you know, Mapuana Nukum. She studied Olelo quite a bit. So I asked her a couple questions about, and then I also asked, well, of course, Auntie Keala and Uncle Cam when I was there. And believe it or not, Makai, Auntie Keala's third child, is taking Hawaiian at Iolani. He's studying the language. So he's been asking me a lot of questions about, you know, the Hawaiian Civic Club and stuff. And he knows quite a bit. So I asked him a couple questions too. And so, you know, there's just various people that I talk to just to get a little advice and approval, I guess is what it is. And so that's who I went to. And then, of course, you know, I have my Hawaiian dictionary, which I refer to a lot. Anyway, so that's what I did.
Let's get back to the naming of Patty Pilialoha's great-grandchildren. Well, you know, so another funny story. Sorry to interrupt you, Graham, but funny story. I don't know if you know this, but before, you know, when Erin was pregnant, I was visiting, we went out to dinner, and then they were talking about names, whatever. They're throwing some things out. They're like, yeah, bouncing some things off of me. And then they go, well, do you think it would be weird if he had two Hawaiian first names? I'm like, what, like his first and middle name? And they go, yeah. I'm like, no, it's only weird if it's weird for you, you know? And so they go, okay. And then, you know, next thing I know, yeah, they went for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, dad had told me that Aaron really liked the name Makoa, and I said, "Well, should I suggest Makoa?" I wasn't sure, and then he said, "It's up to you." And then I go, "Well, I already have Kikoa, which basically means the same as Makoa, So I said, "No, I don't think so, And I felt kind of bad because at first I thought, "Well, if she likes that name, I should suggest it. Then she won't feel bad, or she'll just take it, So then anyway, when they told me that his name was Makoa and then the Hawaiian name I gave him, I go, "Oh, okay."
Graham is about to reveal that she chose Makoa's Hawaiian name based off of my dad's Hawaiian name. But you're gonna have to listen until the end of the episode to hear my dad's Hawaiian name. So stay tuned.
When I was going to name Makoa, which is would be his grandson, I wanted to include his name, his part of his Hawaiian name in his grandson's name. And that's how I chose Makoa's Hawaiian name. So Makoa's Hawaiian name is Kupa'amauloa. Kupa'amauloa means steadfast forever, or forever steadfast. And I simply chose it because I like the word steadfast. It's, to me, it's a somebody that's not wishy-washy, somebody that knows where they're headed and, knows what they want to do, kind of thing. So I would want that for my great grandson, and plus the fact that it's part of dad's name. And so I think, to make your dad feel good and makes me feel good. And that's how I chose the name.
Graham's other great-grandchild is my cousin's son.
Oh, only about maybe 2 weeks before baby was born, she called me. I happened to be in Hawaii with at Auntie Kayala's house, and she told me she wanted me to give him a name that would also be something that I want to bless him with. Okay, so I thought about it and thought about it. What would I like to bless him with? Okay, Boomy, you know how I love to sing, right? Okay, so I was thinking, okay, I would like him to be able to have a nice voice, so someday maybe he and I could sing together, even if I'm getting old. Anyway, so I thought about being able to sing. That's a blessing I would want for him. So I thought, oh, and Auntie Kayala and I were talking, and she goes, "Well, Kaleo, Kaleo means the voice. Leo means voice." And I said, "Hey, Kaleo Okalani, the voice of heaven." She says, "Oh, yeah, that sounds good, Mom." So then Makai happened to be there, and he's studying Hawaiian. So I asked him, I said, "Baby, what do you think about this? Do you think this is a good name for a boy?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think it's good, Grammy. It's nice." And then Auntie Kayala reminded me that Kaleo Okalani, the voice of heaven, could also mean singing in a heavenly voice, but saying God's words. Okay. And so I was thinking, I consider myself a prayer warrior. I pray a lot and I pray for people and all kind of stuff. So I want to bless him with the ability to do the same thing, to pray. So that's how I picked his name, Theo Kaleo Okalani.
I also want to note something that Graham didn't notice. My cousin's name, Kahealani, is related to her son's name, Kaleo Okalani. Kahea meaning the call, and Kaleo meaning the voice. Up next, we're going to talk about the people in my family who receive their Hawaiian names as adults.
I had heard that a lot of elders, respected elders and kumuhulas and, teachers or people you respected, they sometimes, gave a Hawaiian name to their students. So I asked, we had a kumuhula in our Hawaiian club, Ululani Cortez. She was teaching us hula. So I asked her if she would name your dad, give him a Hawaiian name, and also your mom and your sister, your older sister, and also Uncle Craig's wife, because they were all doing the hula. And this is kind of silly, but when I used to write up the programs, print out the programs, and everybody had a nice Hawaiian name except for like Eric, Agnes, Laura Kakihara, and I'm going, "Oh, junk, So I asked her, this was back in, I think, 2015 or something, said, "Do you think you could help me give my family a Hawaiian names?" And she said, sure, she'd be glad to help me out. So she knew them by then. So the names that she gave them, it fit their personalities. And so after about a month or so, she and I got together and she gave me the names that she thought would fit them. And that's what they have. So now they all have Hawaiian names. And I'm very happy when I write out the program that we have these really nice Hawaiian names. And she gave them some really long ones, not like Keala or Pilialoa. She gave them some really long, pretty names. And I said, you know, I'm really happy about that. And I think that's what I was saying before, like when you give your child a name when they're first born, you don't know what they're going to be like. But when they get a name, when they're adults, the name fits them. And of course, it's not a legal name. It's not on their birth certificate or anything like that. But it's a name that we can use, you know, among our family and friends and within the Hawaiian community.
First up is my Auntie Laura.
Uncle Craig's wife, Auntie Laura, her name is Laura Pu'uvai Ke Aloha, which means a loving heart. And if you note it, her oldest daughter's name is Ke Aloha, has Ke Aloha in it. So Auntie didn't, I don't think Auntie thought of that. She just thought Pu'uvai Ke Aloha, loving heart, fit her because she's appropriately a mother of four children. And what she said about Auntie Laura was, Laura, you have a heart for serving the Lord and you are an example for your children.
Now, my parents.
Okay, so your dad, his name is Eric Kupa'a o Kalehua. That's the name that Kumu Ululani gave him. Kupa'a o Kalehua. And it means steadfast, firm, and determined. And what she said when she gave him that name, she said, Kupa'a is your strength and Lehua means a warrior, friend, or expert. Eric, you are like a tree whose roots go deep into the ground, for you are also grounded with a firm foundation. So I thought that's great because it fits him. That's really how he is. Don't you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I was going to say that's a nice way of saying he's stubborn.
I won't tell him you said that.
Oh, he'll listen to it.
Then your mom got this long name. Okay, she got Agnes Ku'upilialoha Le Makamai. Ku'upilialoha Le Makamai. You notice she has my name in her name, which is really nice and it fits. And it means one who closely cares for others. And Auntie said, Agnes, you are always doing for others, the kind of forever friend that everyone treasures. And that totally describes your mom, right?
Yeah, totally. I just want to note for my health and safety, that response may sound sarcastic, but is 100% genuine. My mom is one of the most caring and awesome people I know. Also, while I'm at it, another note, my grandmother is about to use one of my family nicknames, which is Boom or Boomy, so don't get confused.
You know what, Boomy? This is a funny thing. Nobody picked my Hawaiian name for their Hawaiian name, except Mommy has part of my name in her name. That's the only thing I go, how come nobody likes Pili Aloha? I think that's such a nice name. So you know what? If I ever have a great granddaughter while I'm still living, I tell you something right now, Boomy. She's going to have Pili Aloha in part of her name.
It's going to happen. It's been spoken out into the world. It will happen.
And plus, you know what? My first name is so junky. Oh, because, you know, okay, Auntie Keala's kids. One is Malia, right? Mary. That's her Uncle Cam's mother. Makai's middle name is Joseph, which is Uncle Cam's father. And Hoku's middle name is Thomas, which is kind of like from Grandpa. But nobody wanted Patty, P-A-D-D-Y. If anybody named their kid Patty, I would have clobbered them.
I'm gonna name my kid just that so you can be upset.
How you gonna get clobbered, girl? Because that name has caused me so much hassle all my life.
There's one more person in my family who received their Hawaiian name as an adult.
One more, your older sister, Edie. Okay. Edie's name given by Auntie Ululani. Edie Moani Keala Onapua. Moani Keala Onapua. Actually, it means fragrance of the people. It can also mean speaking with sweet words. And you know how your sister is. She's such a, you know, she talks so sweet. You know what I mean? And Auntie wrote this about her. When you interact with people, Edie, you leave an essence of good feelings. I think that's really true. It's just amazing to me how she picked names to me that fit the person, you know.
Now the moment you have all been waiting for, my Hawaiian name and its meaning. But before I get into that, I want to talk about a phrase that I've been saying in every one of these episodes. Nana ike kumu, which means you seek the source. And for me, the source of my Hawaiianness is my grandma and my grandparents and my parents and my Hawaiian Civic Club and my kapuna and all of my kumu who have gifted me with their aloha and their mana'o to bring me where I am today. I've alluded to this many times, but for as long as I knew my grandmother, Hawaiian culture was always there. Whether it was me going to choral practice with her or hula practice or, you know, sitting in Hawaiian Civic Club meetings as a kid or going to Ohana retreat or dancing hula for Aha'aina. Hawaiian culture has been such a big part of my childhood and is such a large part of who I am.
Then you are next, and you don't really have a given Hawaiian name, but we call you Hauoli, because your name is Andrea Joy, and Hauoli means happy or joyful. And our family kind of gave you that name because it fits your personality. Right?
That's good to know. That's what people think of me.
Yes, that's right. Happy or joyful. I still remember the first time I saw you, this round-cheeked, cute little girl. And I go, oh, she's so cute. And then you smiled and you had the biggest smile. And I go, wow, when I found out your name was Joy, I go, Hauoli, that's awesome. It fits you. Anyway, that's you.
So now when someone asks me, o vai ko'inoa, I can respond confidently, o Hauoli ko'inoa. My name is Hauoli.
And that takes care of all my grandchildren, my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. Okay, that's it.
Four generations of Hawaiian names.
Yeah, you know, that's right. Yeah, amazing, huh? Amazing for a person who kind of like forgot all about her Hawaiian culture for a good 40 years of her life. Even though I've been away, lived away from Hawaii for, twice as long as I lived there, three times as long as I lived there, Hawaii is still home to me. So when I tell my friends I'm going home, they know I mean I'm going to Hawaii.
I asked Graham to reflect on naming her great-grandchildren.
It was, I consider it a great blessing. I didn't name my grandchildren, but I was in on it. I mean, you know, I knew what they were going to be named, and I liked all of the names that they got. And being able to, I don't know, I'm just happy that I live long enough to have great-grandchildren that I can name, that something that was important to me will live on after I'm gone. And I just feel blessed. You know, and honored, I guess, is what it is, you know. So hopefully there'll be more. Hopefully there'll be more while I'm still here and I have a chance to put more of my love into my family.
Before we officially end the episode, I want to leave you all with one last thought from my grandma.
To me, Hawaiian names are beautiful. They just are. And I've often said to my friends, what other cultural names do you ever see people that are not that culture give to their children? For example, when was the last time you knew of a Caucasian family that named their child a Japanese name or an Indian name or even a Filipino name or whatever? You don't hear it, but you hear them name their children Hawaiian names because they're beautiful. They're just beautiful. I just saw something the other day and I looked at the name and I go, hey, I wonder if they're Hawaiian. And I got to look at them and I go, nope, they definitely are not, you know. And so I look at it and sometimes I get kind of mad and I go, oh, how come they're taking our names, you know? But then I said I should feel proud. And this episode, I hope it makes people realize that the beauty of Hawaiian names and how meaningful they can be and how much pride they give to the person that it belongs to. And I wish that I had felt that, like I said before, I wish I had felt that way when I was naming my children, because I think I would have done it a lot differently.
So for everyone out there, Hawaiian names don't just sound beautiful. They are beautiful in their meaning.
They are beautiful in their meanings. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And not just by definition, as we heard, you know, it's also about the context.
Yeah. And then why you were given that name. Yeah.
If you're still listening, mahalo. In this episode, we talked about how colonization affected the usage of Hawaiian names, how Hawaiian names are given to those before birth, and also how you can get a Hawaiian name as an adult. I hope you have had an amazing Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month and that you enjoyed all four of these inaugural episodes. And I've said this before, but I really mean it. If you have enjoyed what you've heard in this episode or previous episodes, please do subscribe and leave a review and rate us. It really does help the podcast. Once again, mahalo nui loa for listening. And a big thank you to my ohana and my kapuna. This podcast is dedicated to you. I also want to send out a special thanks to my sister and my dad for writing and performing the music you heard in this episode. The introduction music and transition music were composed and performed by Aaron McCarthy, and the outro music you're listening to right now was written and performed by my dad, Eric Kakihara. My name is Andrea, and you've been listening to State of Aloha. And until we meet again, a hui ho.